Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, we say hello to you bright and early at noontime right here on the Big Talker. Jimmy B and TC as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock today. Terrific show lined up for you. You have heard these gentlemen on this program many times. They will be on the show today. Ken Silverstein will join us in the 1 o'clock hour, and also the longtime voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, at about 1:40. And then the 2 o'clock hour, a special guest. My partner, what do you got cooking here with this special guest at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I'm going to bring in my buddy Bizgard, who, you know, I do a podcast with one of my buddies from back in the day. He was one of the first people that introduced me to fantasy sports way back in the late 80s. His dad was our elementary school principal, and so they were the ones that introduced me to fantasy sports. I do a podcast with him. We call it the Degenerate Hawkeyes Podcast. Talk a lot of Hawkeyes and a lot of gambling in that. So we're going to have a little special presentation of that because, well, today, you might hear it in the background every once in a while today, Jimmy B. I got a special guest in studio with me today.
Oh. Now, yeah. This ought to be highly entertaining. Are we going to, like, kind of hear it every once in a while? Is that the thing?
We may. You're looking right now down at her. She's got the iPad in front of her. She's like you. She has the iPad, but she is not looking at Twitter. She's not looking at, well, God knows what you look at on Twitter and on your iPad from time to time. She's watching a little movie right now. She's watching Trolls. So Ella is in studio with us today, and she's doing good so far. She's staying quiet.
Yeah.
She's hanging out, and she is looking at you like, what in God's name has happened with this old man?
Well, at least I'm taller than her.
Barely.
Barely.
She's going to catch up to you here pretty soon, I think.
Oh, I know. It'll kill me when she passes me, too. You know that'll take place. So that'll be tough. Hey, listen, you got nothing to brag about either. So
no, not at all. Not at all.
We are both height challenged. There's no question about that.
Well, Jimmy B, it's a good time. You know, last night kind of flipping around with baseball, same old, but it was good to get football back. It was good. We had the Hall of Fame game last Thursday. Watched a lot of the game last night with Carolina and Houston. Some fun stuff going on. Local tie as well as little Riley McCarron. Speaking of little guys like us, Riley McCarron out there doing his thing.
Yeah, except he runs like what, 4.43 in the 40.
Right.
If I'm running that 40, you're going to have to use a sundial to clock me. Look, he's making a name for himself at training camp. And don't you find it ironic that here is Riley McCarron all of a sudden showing up in a NFL city with the Houston Texans and making the kind of plays that we all thought he could make, but we never really got a chance to see it all that much because of the type of offense that the Hawkeyes run.
Right.
And in the NFL, they throw it around a little bit. And Riley McCarron had a catch last night, 18 yards, and got some good playing time. But everything that I hear out of the Houston Texans training camp is that they really like him, and he has a great chance to stick.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so interesting. You mentioned last year after the injury to Matt Vandenberg, and that has been a continued storyline that we've talked about all the way back to spring football after he sustained that second injury to the foot. After that injury, we know how the wide receiver core really struggled. And Riley McCarron was a guy that was put in a situation that wasn't his strength. He is not built to be an outside receiver. He's not built to be a split end, a flanker, you know, whatever position you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's a slot guy. He's a 5'9" guy. He's a little guy.
Yeah.
And he was miscast in that role. So people looked at it, and they looked at the numbers last year. He was a leading receiver. He had 42 catches, 517 yards last year, and 4 touchdowns. Good numbers. I think those numbers might even been a little bit better if he would have just been a guy that could have played in the slot. If it would have been Germanique Smith on one side, Matt Vandenberg on the other, and McCarron being the guy that could play the slot, I think those numbers might even been a little bit better. But you look at what he ran his 40 time. That was an eye-opener for all of us. You knew he was a quick little guy, But boy, that 40 time that he ran was incredible. He's doing a good job down there. And you know who is a special assistant coach with the Houston Texans? I saw this the other day. You know who is an assistant coach helping out with the wide receivers?
No, lay it on me, kid.
Wes Welker.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wes is going to have a soft place in his heart then for Riley McCarron. You can count on that.
You absolutely would think so. So I saw that the other day. He is a special teams and an offensive assistant right now, helping out and doing some things there. Yeah, a soft spot in his spot. Absolutely. There is no doubt about it. And two guys that are built the same way. We'll see. I mean, you would have told me back after the season that he'd have a chance at a camp. I would have said, okay, but that would have been it. Like you said, Jimmy B, there's people down there that think he has a real shot of making this team.
Absolutely, and that would be a lot of fun. I mean, then we would have to have some interest in the Houston Texans as well, and I'm okay with that. Look, the more guys that come out of Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, look, we still follow David Johnson
yep.
with Arizona at
mm-hmm.
UNI, from UNI, so I like that stuff. I still follow Kelechi Osemele with what he's doing with the Oakland Raiders. So from that standpoint, it's one of those things where I think it's cool. I think it's good to have guys that played in state. I mean, they don't have to grow up in the state, but they played at the big state schools that you get a chance to see them progress in their football career and have some success at the next level. I'm all in for that, Trent.
Oh, yeah, we're both there, and it's something, you know, sometimes we laugh about it, and you think that I throw them out as soon as they move on to the pros. That's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, and there's other stories going on right now in the NFL. There's the guys that we know about. You know, we talked about Riley Reiff as he works his way back from injury,
mm-hmm.
a hugely important piece of the Vikings. But, you know, the guys that are still trying to hang on, guys, you know, I was reading an article about Matt Tobin, who's out with the Eagles. Tobin, a guy that was a walk-on from Iowa, really didn't play very much until late in his career. He's 5 years into it, still collecting a paycheck, and still got a chance to be a swing guy for the Eagles. You go to the elite-level guys, the Marshall Yandas, the best guard, and some people say a chance to not just be a Hall of Fame guard, but go down as one of the greatest guards in NFL history.
Right.
You have guys like that. And then a developing story with C.J. Beathard. Throughout this week, the story's continuing to come out about how well he's playing, how quickly he's grasping this offense. And it sounds like, Jim, he's got a real good chance to be the backup quarterback right away for the 49ers.
I could not believe that I'm going to be saying this. I'm actually going to watch a San Francisco 49er exhibition game just to see C.J. Beathard and see how he looks in a 49ers jersey and see how well he does. I never thought that I would be saying that, Trent, but because he's there and because of the reports that we have heard out of that camp, you absolutely have to take a look at that.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. And speaking of taking a look at it, a couple of games tonight with local interest. It'll be Denver at Chicago tonight, so an opportunity to see not just Mike Glennon. We talked yesterday with our man Jeff Hughes from the Bears blog. He's all about Mitchell Trubisky. We'll get our first look at him coming up tonight. We got the Vikings. They play out of Buffalo. That's one. And we know you love your Buffalo Bills still. And does that group of Bills fans still get together?
They do, yes, the Bills Mafia. Yes, they still get together. The Bills haven't sniffed the playoffs in like 906 years, and they're still hopeful that eventually that'll take place.
That's crazy. Those people
yes.
are absolutely crazy. Still watching their Buffalo Bills, and you know that's always a group. There was a couple of people from Osage, you know, growing up with people that had the same kind of thing that became Bills fans because of the time period. And I have a problem, as you know, with people that have no connection to a college and are a college fan of them. You know, that bothers mm-hmm. me. People that grew up here in Iowa and all of a sudden these guys are, you know, a big fan of whatever it may be. I'm a big Michigan football fan. I'm a big Florida State fan. Those people here in the state of Iowa annoy me without a connection. But as it pertains to professional sports, because we
right.
don't have professional sports. Yeah, we have the regional teams. But you grow up, your team's good, you start liking them. That's why, you know, there's random Bills fans around here. That's why you see, you know, things like that. I don't have a problem with that. The Bills fans, hey, tip of the ball cap to them. They've gone through a lot of pain here over the last, 2001? Is that the last time the Bills were in the playoffs?
Yes, when Doug Flutie and then you had the Music City Miracle that took place against Tennessee. Yes.
So I'm taking a peek, at the TV for tomorrow night. The Broncos-Bears game will be on Channel 23 on KCWI. Also, it'll be on the NFL Network. So,
yes.
I don't know around here if it'll be blacked out, though, because of that, since it's on a local station.
My guess is it probably will be since it's on the local.
Right. Now, in the past, the Vikings, you know, they're on one of the local stations usually. At least the guy that I'm looking at right now, I don't see the Vikings game on there, though. Little bit of a surprise. Usually, I thought KCCI maybe in the past had the Vikings. Doesn't look like they have it, at least this year, for game number one tomorrow night against Buffalo.
Interesting that that's the case. I know that the Chiefs get seen in the marketplace.
Yep.
Green Bay gets seen in the marketplace. We know the Bears do. So I'm just curious maybe why that Vikings game isn't being picked up. They're generally televised because I know this since I did NFL preseason games, including the Minnesota Vikings. And at that time, I did them on CARE TV.
Yep.
In Minneapolis. And I'm sure that one of the stations up there, because that's generally how the locals like to promote all their sports people, is have the preseason rights. And so if that's the case, I don't know then if indeed they would farm out the game to other markets so that you can pick it up.
Well, I do know that the NFL Network will have it 3 a.m., basically Friday morning at 3 a.m. on the NFL Network. So I have a feeling if it's not going to be on anywhere locally, that you'll be able, a lot of people will be DVRing that one and then watching it coming up tomorrow on Friday. Also, the Packers game that's on Thursday, that'll also be on the NFL Network. 4 o'clock Friday afternoon is when that one will be. And then Friday night, Channel 17 will have the Chiefs game, but you don't have to go there. If you're out and about Friday night, we'll have it here, 1700 with Mitch Holtis on the call, and he'll join us a little bit later today.
Yeah, you got that right. It's always great when we have Mitch on through the month of August. We'll pick his brain when he comes up here about exactly what he thinks he's going to view in that contest. I think you're probably going to see the starters for a series, and if they have a long extended drive, Trent, that might be the last that you see of Alex Smith.
Right.
And then I don't think, though, you're going to see Patrick Mahomes until the second half. That's kind of the feeling that we got from Mitch the other day talking to him.
I'm trying to take a look here and see the Packers preseason TV schedule and also the Vikings. I'll keep looking through that, see what I can find, and provide a little bit more information about that. Clicking on the Packers right now, statewide, Let's see here. They got the affiliate map. Okay. For the Packers, they also have Channel 23, the CW here in Des Moines, listed as one of the affiliates. Now, the guy that I was looking at didn't have it for their game, I guess because they had the Bears game. They kind of have to choose one. So I'm going to guess
that's one or the other. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's the case with the Packers. Let's see if I can find anything on the Vikings also and see outside of the game that starts tonight going forward what they're going to have. Clicking through. Let's see here. If they got a map, not seeing. Here we go. All right. Affiliates. MeTV in Des Moines. I believe, is that Channel 19?
I think it's one of the dot-com ones. In other words, if you have DirecTV or Dish or something like that, you won't get it. The only way you'd get it would be Mediacom cable, because those other stations have the translator. So it'll be Channel 13.1.
Sure.
Or dot two, something like that.
Well, and you can also get it if you have Rockstar Satellite like we do, Jimmy B. Just get one of those antennas, and you can also get the local, the dot twos, the dot threes for WHO, KCCI, all those. You can get that also. So another way, if you're looking to get a little more preseason, just get one of those dishes. They're pretty cheap. one of those extra antennas, and you'll be able to see it that way. So, yeah, preseason football, it's here. We got a lot of it going on tonight. Jimmy B, looking forward to it, and it's always a good time to talk football. Here we are, August 10th, football season, right?
I'm excited. I really am. I can't believe that I'm excited about exhibition football. But, Trent, I am. I just because we are so starved for it. And it's also one of those things as well where, you know, you have, like, the Riley McCarron factor.
Yeah.
And now the C.J. Beathard factor. Mm-hmm. And so you want to have an opportunity to see how these guys do. Look, I watched Houston and Carolina, and the reason is because I wanted to see Deshaun Watson, who looked really good.
Yeah.
As the second quarterback for Houston. I wanted to see Christian McCaffrey, and they only played him for a few plays, but he ripped off like about an 11, 12-yard run, broke a couple tackles, and then they pretty much said, okay, we've seen enough already. So I just found that, you know, I just find that stuff interesting. The big names from college football getting a chance to showcase what they can do in the NFL.
But it's not just football going on, Jimmy B. Also, there's baseball, and you've been giving me a hard time because I told you it was over for the Twins. But that doesn't mean that I stopped watching them, Jim. They're back to .500, and they continue to hang around for that second wild card.
You quit on them. You told me they're done. You said, this is over. They gave me a great 4 months. It's one of the best times I've ever had. But now it's over. It's over, Jimmy. That's all you kept saying. And here they are, Trent. They are right in the area of being a possible wild card team. They're not going away yet. They just aren't.
No, they're not. A game and a half back now of Seattle, who is taking over, is the second wild card team right now. We asked the question when the Mariners were making some moves there right before the break. What are the Mariners doing? Well, they knew what they were doing. Apparently, another win yesterday afternoon against Oakland. They get ready. It'll be the Angels up next. And they're in the division with a lot of bad teams, Jimmy B. That means a lot of chances of wins.
Yeah, there are. They're in a bad division, just like the Central in the National League. It's a bad division. Nobody wants to win it. And the Cubs suck pond water again against the San Francisco Giants. And now, Trent, they have to go to Arizona and match up against the Diamondbacks, who are playing for a wild card spot of their own. Mm-hmm. And they're in a battle with Colorado for the Rockies and trying to hang on to that number one wild card spot. And Colorado wants that number one wild card spot. And so here come the Cubs, sort of limping around, bumping around, roller coaster ride. And look, St. Louis and Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, they're not great teams. They just are not great teams. We know who the great teams are. They have already been identified. But in the Central, for the life of me, I have no idea what has happened to the Cubs. And it's amazing to me. Yes, hanging on to first place just by a sliver. Mm-hmm. But St. Louis, you and I talked about this yesterday. You asked me, who do you think is going to really challenge them? I told you I didn't think it was the Brewers. I didn't think it was the Pirates. I think it's going to be the Cardinals. I really do.
I hope you're right. I hope we do get a race. I never thought it was going to happen. I was waiting for the Cubs to run away and hide after they go, 14-3 coming out of the break. It's like, all right, here it is. Mm-hmm. And now they've fallen on hard times again, losing to the Giants. Look, individually, losing a game to Madison Bumgarner like they did yesterday is not that big of a deal. They got beat by one of the elite pitchers in baseball. But all-encompass, the way that they played over the last week, the teams hanging around, like you said, it's crazy. So let's get into it. Little in case you missed it from yesterday, it's presented today by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. Jim, I'm starting to feel good. Got the endurance back up. My runs in the morning are going a lot better since I started the MIC and the GAC, two treatments over there with New Leaf Wellness. Energy throughout the day. And even after the show's done at 3 o'clock every day, I'm good to go. I'm not hitting that afternoon lull that sometimes hits and it kind of worn out. Not the case anymore. New Leaf Wellness is helping me out. They can help you out as well. You're looking to improve performance in the weight room, whatever it may be, if you hit a wall or if you're just looking to lose some weight. Give Dr. Robert Seaman a call today and New Leaf Wellness staff at 515-650-1358. Again, 650-1358. Give them a call today and tell them TC sent you. Jimmy B, let's hit it. And yesterday, as we mentioned, the Cubs couldn't get it done once again. Madison Bumgarner was outstanding.
On the hill today for the Giants will be their ace, Madison Bumgarner. This is his 10th start.
Got him. And that'll end the inning. Got him. And this is a three-pitch see you later. Right back to Bumgarner. Two down.
Strike three with a breaking ball.
Baez chases one in the dirt.
So there's some highlights there, Jimmy B, from Bumgarner. Just a great performance out of him. And after the injury that he had, it's just fun seeing him back there in a uniform.
It is, after what happened to him. And look, the Giants are terrible. They're like 1,000 games out of first place from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And it's just been a tragic season for San Francisco. Trent, do you think that they'll rebound, or do you think all of a sudden they're going to go through a little lull after the great 5 or 6 year run that they have had?
Well, they had so many breaks that went their way in those three World Championship seasons. Now, that's the case all the time, but going through, I'm just looking, you know, going through their roster and what they have. Still got Buster Posey. Feel good about that,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Hunter Pence.
Yeah, Hunter Pence is still there. Brandon Crawford's a solid shortstop. Panic's decent at second base. They think they can do a reclamation project with Pablo Sandoval. Panda had a nice play defensively as I was watching a little bit yesterday afternoon. I don't know what their farm system is like. I really don't know what they can have there, but you figure, you know, with Johnny Cueto, with Bumgarner at the top, you know, the young kid Ty Block, he's been pretty good. He's the one that got the win a couple nights ago against them. They're pieces. I don't think it's going to be a complete rebuild. With a couple breaks, they have money to spend. They normally do that. I think they can push a few right buttons and they'll be in good shape.
Okay, I was just kind of curious about how you felt about the Giants. Look, the Cubs are going to run into a buzzsaw again when they get to Arizona because the Diamondbacks are laying in wait for them. There's no question about that. And they already had success against them when they played last week in Wrigley Field.
Right, right. It's the schedule coming up now for the Cubs. At Arizona, as Jem mentioned, the day off today, as they'll get ready to start that series up on Friday night. Three games there, and then the chance to get right. Four games at home against Cincinnati, three against Toronto, three on the road at Cincinnati, three at Philadelphia. Home after that for Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Pittsburgh again on the road. Jimmy B, depending on your thoughts on Pittsburgh, they're not going to play another good team until Milwaukee September 8th. And even then, what are the Brewers going to be at that point?
Exactly, yes. They're going to come into the real soft part of the schedule at just the right time for a team that is really kind of limping along. And you mentioned Cincinnati. Trent, Cincinnati now has traded Jay Bruce to the Cleveland Indians. So the Indians make a big deal for a power-hitting home run guy out of Cincinnati in Jay Bruce.
Like that one, little pop added to the lineup.
Yeah.
The Brewers now have lost four consecutive games, including the first two games that were in Minnesota earlier this week. Last night, back at home. All right, chance to get right. And they ran into Big Sexy, Jimmy B.
You gotta love it. You gotta love Big Sexy.
Unbelievable. This guy, after throwing a complete game his last time out, he was incredible again last night doing, well, Bartolo Colon thing. Remember, just a couple starts back, he was talking about his career being over. And here he is, a complete game shutout. And then last night, seven innings, gives up five hits, no runs, strikes out five, and his ERA, just like that, down to 4.02 with the Twins.
It's amazing. is an amazing story. Look, we both sort of chuckled about it when the Twins signed him.
Yep.
And, of course, you were off the Twins bandwagon at that time. And you said, oh, that'll give me something to watch. Since I'm down on them now, since right. they're sucking pond water, I'll watch Bartolo pitch. And here they are, back at 500, and Bartolo Colon is the guy who has helped to bring them back.
If the Twins shock, myself included, and do get into the playoffs, it will be in as a wild card team. I still don't see them tracking down Cleveland. I think that Indians team is just too deep, too talented. They're still going to win the division. It'll more than likely be as the second wild card team, and more than likely, they'll be making their way to Yankee Stadium. Now, to get to that spot, they're going to have to probably pitch their guys, you know, those last couple of games. So it'll be Irvin Santana. It'll be Berríos. And if that's the case, could you imagine a one-game playoff at Yankee Stadium, the Twins, against the Yankees that has been an absolute nemesis for them in the playoffs, and they trot out big, fat Bartolo Colon for a chance to move on to the divisional series.
Oh, my God. Would that be great? I mean, that would be just absolutely unbelievable if Colon comes back and was able to do that and be the pitcher of record. And it would even be a greater story if they were to upset the Yankees if that were to take place. Oh, my God.
They're young. They're dumb. They're having fun.
They're having fun.
It's entertaining, and here we are now. We are 112 games into this thing, 50 games left for the Twins, and we're still talking about them. I did not think we would get to this point, Jimmy B, but here we are.
1-2, Brewers down to their last strike. Matt Belisle strikes out the side. And the Twins win the first three against the Brewers.
Well, the Royals had got off really hot after the break, had played some really good baseball. And leading up to the trade deadline, one of the reasons the Twins were sellers was because the Royals and the Indians were running away. Since then, Kansas City has hit a lull again last night against the Cardinals. Three straight losses for them. They split the series against the Mariners. Before that, they were swept by the Orioles. Things aren't looking good in Kansas City.
No, if I were a Royals fan, I'd really be concerned because you're right. It seems like they have just hit the wall. And it's happened rapidly. In other words, they just can't seem to get out of their own way. Trent, they're scoring runs, but they're not winning games. And so that's in the pitching department.
Yep.
So your hitters, for the most part, are still hitting the ball. Hosmer Moustakas is hitting the ball. But the pitchers can't seem to get anybody out on the opposite side. And so, consequently, that's why they've gone through this losing trend.
And that leads to the other side, and the Cardinals still staying in this race, hanging around.
That's a cat. A squirrel. That's a cat.
Remember, here got a member of the grounds crew coming out there to hopefully pick up the cat. There it is.
Yeah. Ow! Ow! Stop it!
To Yadier Molina.
Molina!
A cat on the field, a grand slam, the call from Fox Sports as the Cardinals get it done. They keep winning, and now, Jim, a couple games over 500. They've won five consecutive. They're tracking down now a game and a half back of the Cubs, and with that, Jimmy B, you're a believer. But what did I tell you? Going all the way back, when I saw the Cardinals, they were like 8-1 to win the division right after the All-Star break, and like 25-1 to win the NL. I said that was worth a shot. And, of course, I had to throw a couple quid down. You know me.
Oh, did you really? I know you, Mr. Degenerate. You really did that. You took them and you threw a couple of shekels down.
Got to do it. Have to do
okay.
that.
Okay.
Good stuff last night. A great night of baseball overall last night, Jimmy B. A lot of smiles, a lot of happiness, at least for my side, with the Twins finding ways to win games. That was, in case you missed it, presented by New Leaf Wellness. Again, the phone number, 650-1358. Feel better, improve performance, lose weight, gain muscle, all things that New Leaf Wellness can help you at 650-1358. Jimmy B, let's take a break. And normally at this time, we usually have a guest, but I got something a little different I want to do with you here, okay?
All right, pal, I'm ready. Let's go for it. Set it all up, and we'll let everybody in on it when we come back, right here on the Big Talker 1700.
1700K BGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25. Or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
This Iowa State Fair report is sponsored by Tiny Fest Midwest Festival.
It's Amerigroup Iowa Day on the Grand Concourse, Canned Food Day for a discount at the gates, and first ever is our Heroes Day, celebrating all our EMTs, police, fire, and rescue heroes. For King and Country's in the grandstand, free entertainment is Tonic Sofa, Kix, Jason Brown, Merle Haggard's Strangers, featuring Ben and Noel Haggard, and the Lex. Don't forget, you have opening ceremonies, the Super Bowl, Big Ram, and Big Boar contests, twins, triplets, and more. Don't forget, half-price admission after 5 p.m. You can get all the latest fair information sent directly to your cell phone by texting FAIR to 75782. And don't miss the all-new Thrill Parks, Thrillville, Thrill Town, and Thrill Zone. I'm Mindy Williamson from the Iowa State Fair.
This update is sponsored by Tiny Fest Midwest Festival, September 22nd through the 24th at the Jasper County Fairgrounds. Tiny Fest Midwest, all things tiny houses. Visit tinyfestmidwest.com to order tickets before the state fair ends for your chance to stay the night in a tiny house.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and will be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll till 3 o'clock today, Jimmy B and TC. Okay, so you teased everybody about normally we have a guest at this time, but you blew that off because you have something different that you wanted to bring to the table. So what is it?
What is it?
Come on.
All right.
Don't keep me in suspense.
Well, yesterday, Jimmy B, I saw a tweet that came out from SB Nation's college basketball site, and we know a lot of the guys over there that join us during college basketball season. We got our buddy over in Chicago that does the brackets all the time, Chris Dobertine. You know, so we always have a lot of fun with that group of people. But they asked this question. Which recruit will live forever as, quote, the one that got away from your favorite college basketball team? The recruit that was close, the recruit, you know, you hear all the stories, oh, they wanted to come to Iowa, they wanted to come to Iowa State, but it didn't happen, dot, dot, dot. So I got thinking here about the three state schools. I didn't have Drake in there because, well, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about Drake recruiting, but I know a little bit more with Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI. So I threw out three names and got a lot of impact and a lot of people that kind of texted and tweeted back to me throughout the day yesterday. So if you have anything, tweet at us, at Jimmy B Radio, at Trent Condon. Let us know the recruit that got away in college basketball for you. The three that jumped off the top of my head for you and I, this one's the easiest. This is the biggest slam dunk, and that's Doug McDermott. Committed
Absolutely.
For a long time. Dad takes a Creighton job. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. For Iowa State, the one that came into my mind first was Dr. J. Do you know this story, Jimmy B?
I don't know the story, but I do know that at one time he was leaning to going to Iowa State.
Yes, he in fact took a visit to Ames and went to a concert in Des Moines. While he was on his official visit, he came to Des Moines to a concert down at Old Vets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The doc in the house, Hilton Magic and Dr. J. Wow, would have that been sensational.
And one of the great SIDs down there, Mike Green, he had an article a couple years back talking about when that almost happened and how close it was. I'm going through it and looking a little bit about it. I'm trying to see what concert it was that he made his way down here for. But you talk about a career arc that could be a lot different. 1967, took his visit to Ames. He came in, had some, went through some games, went through that. And, oh, here's the concert. The Temptations were playing.
Oh, he went to the Temptations concert.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
But couldn't
That's
lock it
great.
Up.
That's great.
But
couldn't lock it.
Lock it up. So a Cyclone fan sent one along to me that I had missed, apparently. This is a recent one. Jimmy B, mm-hmm. Do you know that Russell Westbrook was very close to coming to Iowa State?
No, I never heard that.
Yes, I
never heard that.
I hadn't either. This came from, let's see, Howie, who checked in. He was going to follow Greg McDermott to Iowa State. Told the Iowa State staff the only school he would leave us for was UCLA. It was his dream school. Well, the dream offer came, and that's
yes.
where he went. But imagine that. Russell Westbrook in the red and gold. How about that?
That would have been, I mean, you think about those two names. I mean, Dr. J is legendary.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Erving is legendary. And Russell Westbrook is just coming off a season where he had triple-double. So it's unbelievable that those two guys would have been in the halls and remembered as an Iowa State Cyclone, guys that they missed on. That's crazy. Okay, let's go to Iowa. What do you got there?
Well, I put down Tyler Ulis. That was the first one that came to my mind, at least of recent history. But, you know, there's some old-timers that will tell you. One of my favorite stories, and I can't remember, it was one of the Chicago guys that went to DePaul. It was either Terry Cummings or Mark Aguirre. I can't remember which of the two. But I know both of those guys, Lute Olson, recruited very heavily. They both then end up at DePaul. But one of the two was all set to go to Iowa, all ready to sign their national letter of intent the next day, went to bed, said they had a dream that God told them to go to DePaul, and they ended up signing with DePaul over Iowa the next day. Another huge one back in that day, I remember hearing this story, was of Isaiah Thomas, who ended up at Indiana. Mom
right.
loved Lute Olson. Now, you knew Lute back in the day. Seemed like all
I
the
did.
Moms, they liked Lute.
Well, he was suave, debonair, kind of like me. And so he, he handled himself well when he got to the house.
Yes,
and
yeah.
so he was able to sway the ladies, meaning the moms,
yep.
into, say, hey, I'll take great care of your boy. Just send your kid to me, and I'll make him the best I can possibly be. That's incredible. They could have had Terry Cummings or Mark Aguirre.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isaiah Thomas was very close also.
Isaiah, too.
At an incredibly high level. Here, more recent history, the in-state guys. Of course, Nick Collison, Kirk Heinrich. Heinrich was,
yes.
in fact, committed to Iowa State. And then Eustachy lost his job. He opens things up. He blows up. And Kansas comes calling. And he comes calling also as they had a commitment from Nick Collison. Nick Collison, during a senior year, Iowa didn't have a coach. It was Dr. Tom's last mm-hmm. season. And because of that, Iowa, he grew up a Hawkeye fan, didn't end up there. And I remember a story on the local news up over in eastern Iowa. I wanted to say it was KWWL, the NBC affiliate in Waterloo, that he was possibly looking a way to get out of his signed papers that it was at the time to Kansas when Steve Alford was hired. I don't know if that was just some hyperbole. I don't know if that was just rumors, but I remember that being talked about at the time. Never came to fruition. Goes to Kansas. The rest is history. But the one that started all this, and Harrison Barnes going to Carolina, the one
right,
that started
yeah.
all this, Jimmy B, and many people believe what led Dr. Tom down the path of losing his job at Iowa, not having his contract renewed, was Rafe LaFrance.
Ah, not getting LaFrenz. Okay.
Yes.
I can see that because he ended up at Kansas as well.
Yes, and he was the first one from the state of Iowa to leave. Boy, watching him in high school, he was absolutely incredible. A great college player, solid NBA career, but that's the one that started things. The amount of work that Roy Williams put in to get him in comparison to what people say Dr. Tom put in, that was a big difference too. So, you know, those are some of the what-ifs that jumped out, at least more recently. But there's great stories about that. There's great stories about, you know, the one that got away. I mentioned Tyler Ulis. People probably know that story. Iowa, Michigan State looked to be the two teams, and then Kentucky came calling late. And you can't say no to Calipari.
No, you're not going to say no to Coach Cal. Nope, it just doesn't happen. His track record speaks for itself.
So I got a question for you. I was telling you some back in the day guys, you know, the Terry Cummings, Mark Aguirre, Isaiah Thomas.
Sure.
Back when you were doing, you know, TV broadcast work and recruiting was still, it was growing at that time. It's certainly not what it is today. But do you remember covering recruiting at all, you know, be it in Philadelphia, wherever you were? Were there any big high school stories, big national guys back in the day that you remember being a big deal?
In Pittsburgh, there was talk when they got Dan Marino to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was big. That was big. But, you know, to be honest with you, it wasn't that big because all the markets I worked in, for the most part, had pro teams.
Sure.
And, you know, pro sports, it dominates the market.
Mm-hmm.
And only once in a while did you really do anything on major college stuff. And I do remember this. In Dallas and the Pony Express, there was a lot of commotion on Craig James and Eric Dickerson when they were joined SMU. And McElhaney was the quarterback, and of course we all know the story. That's what put SMU on the map. And I do remember doing a couple of things on those two guys just because they were so highly touted. But that was a long time ago, and like I said, times were different. You didn't have recruiting outfits like what you have now, never had the websites, nothing of that nature. And so it was kind of word of mouth that would kind of trickle around the country if there was a real hot shot. But I do remember those two guys. I do remember Marino in Pittsburgh. And that's really about it when you go back, you know, into the 80s. The 90s, it started to pick up, and then, you know, then it exploded on the scene and how it absolutely became so big, the recruiting stuff, to what it is today. I mean, it's nuts today. Absolutely nuts.
It is. It's a different environment. The other one that I mentioned, Jimmy B, is Doug McDermott and you and I. And now, with this additional information that the Cyclone fans provided with Russell Westbrook, who was possibly on his way to Iowa State before McDermott ended up going to Creighton. So how about this? The path and the difference that happened to not just you and I, but the Missouri Valley Conference as a whole, college basketball as a whole, the ripple effect that was created by Greg McDermott leaving Iowa State to go to Creighton. Think about this. First of all, after Dana Altman left for Oregon, let's just say they get a coach that wasn't as successful as Greg McDermott. Do you believe right now? Yes, great arena. No doubt about it. Wonderful arena, great fan support. But if they would have had a milquetoast coach, a guy that makes one NCAA tournament in his 4 or 5 years and then has canned, do you think they're in the Big East right now? Because I sure don't.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the Big East came looking for them just because of what McDermott did, and they saw the sort of national play that the Creighton was able to get in McDermott's couple of years there, and he performed at such a high level. And then the players that were around him as well, it showed that the old man could go out and get respectable top-flight college players to compete there, and be representative in that Big East Conference. Now, it's not the Big East that we all remember,
sure,
but it is a solid basketball conference. Look, the NCAA champion, Villanova, 2 years ago, Big East, okay? So they get some top players. They really do. And it's amazing. Absolutely amazing to see how everything has revolved around what you just talked about, the McDermott story, not just the son, but the dad as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Wichita State has created with Greg Marshall and then jumping ship, and now where the Valley is and where those two schools, meaning Wichita State and Creighton, now reside. It's an incredible short-sighted story that has taken place in, what, the last 5 years?
Yeah. Well, and the other part, you and I was coming off a Sweet 16. You and I was coming off a year where they upset the top seed, the number one overall team in Kansas that year to get to the Sweet 16. Now, mm-hmm. they let that game in the Sweet 16 get away against Michigan State. That's one that will, I'm sure, be replayed in the minds of Panther fans forever. But coming off of that, they were good the next couple of years. By the end, 3-4 years later, they'd built back up, and then what we saw the 2 years prior to last year and how good they were. Imagine during that little bridge, though, having Doug McDermott, going from a team that was, you know, 20-13. You throw Doug McDermott on those teams, they're at NCAA tournament both of those years. And the program as a whole, you have Doug McDermott throughout those years. Think about where they would be looked at nationally today. First
yes.
of all,
yeah, well,
like
I
said,
agree.
Creighton, they probably are not in the Big East. They're still in the MVC. Wichita, then, is not looking around. They're not in the American. The MVC is still a power. You and I is a Midwest power of mid-major basketball. And all this comes back to the domino of Dana Altman leaving for Oregon and Greg McDermott going to Creighton.
Absolutely amazing. All right, that was worth not having a guest. I'll tip my cap to you. I'm highly impressed. And I do remember seeing that tweet today. And the response was incredible to that as well.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. Again, you got any others, players that they just missed out on, shoot us a tweet. We'll have some more fun with that later on in the program. Coming up next, we got Ken Silverstein stopping by. We're going to talk some Big Ten with him coming up to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Also at 1:40, Mitch Holtis will be here with his standard spot. We'll be talking Kansas City Chiefs with him, Jimmy B. But right now, time to get another qualifier. Time to give away some more free beer. What do you think of that?
I am loving that, man. Let's tell them all about the Draft House 50. Go for it.
Yeah, it's our fantasy football contest, the League of Champions. You think you know fantasy football? Think you can beat me? Hey, this is your opportunity. Give us a call right now at 264-1700. We'll get you lined up. We'll get you into the contest, get you qualified. We'll take a qualifier right now at 515-264-1700. All you have to do, Wednesday, September 6th, that is when we're going to have our trivia night followed by the draft. Lots of great prizes, gift cards, golf passes, a little something special Nick's working on as well. It's our League of Champions with Draft House 50. And if you qualify right now, a free pint of beer from Draft House 50. Free?
Woo!
That's you,
woo,
Jimmy B.
If it's free, it's for me, pal. I'm in on that. Get on the phone. Dial it right now. 515-264-1700. Ken Silverstein is up next, everybody, as we roll till 3 o'clock on the Big Talker 1700.
Big news, big talk.
Join me, Diana Kelly, every Saturday morning at 10 for what's happening in your neighborhood with Inside Iowa.
On 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend Battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com.